Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of Pro Wrestling Now with your host, Mike Ferrara. And let's get into the Wrestling Act 718-508-9883 is the number. If you want to talk pro wrestling, this is the time to do it. We were seeming to have some technical difficulties, but we're okay now. So I officially want to welcome you to the show. This is the 78th episode, and you can only listen to it here a couple of ways. Number one, Blog Talk Radio, which you guys are listening to right now. Totally Driven Radio. We are on Spreaker. We're on everything. We're on every facet, Spreaker, iTunes. We are all over it. And, you know, to begin today's show, which is a basic thing that we're gonna get into today. We got a couple of things to talk about. Number one, tomorrow is the death. I don't know if you call it an anniversary, probably an anniversary of Brian Pillman, one of the all-time greats from Stampede Wrestling. I know last week Smith and I talked about that coming up. Sad situation. As I take a look back at Brian today, I will be talking about some of his matches, some of the things that got me to like Brian, some of the things that maybe I didn't like about him, I mean, I'm not going to talk bad about him because he was a favorite of mine. I liked when they put him in the Heart Foundation. But anyway, if you guys want to reach me, 718-508-9883, we can talk about Brian Pillman. We could talk about your memories about Brian. If anybody has a good story or a good memory, give me a call. Also, we're going to be talking about Monday Night Raw last night and a whole bunch of stuff on the table. We have breaking news, though. I can tell you this right now. The following statement was issued on a social media account for Alberto Del Rio, reporting why he missed last night's AAA event in Mexico. Mr. Rodriguez, Alberto Il Patron, shortly after eating a meal before his flight, was assaulted by a criminal with a knife outside of the restaurant. Mr. Rodriguez suffered multiple lacerations on his arm and other parts of his body defending himself against the criminal, as police are called by witness. Mr. Rodriguez received medical attention and went back to the police department and was unable to make his flight. Mr. Rodriguez spoke to the owner with the ownership AAA Worldwide and was given them documentation of the incident. Mr. Rodriguez greatly regrets not being there and for his fans in Mexico and promises to everyone he'll make it up as soon as possible. So that's what happened to Alberto Del Rio. So between him and, you know, I know this is a wrestling show, but Kim Kardashian and all the stuff that's going on in the world today, I just wish it would all stop. It's a sad situation, but, hey, what could we do? If you guys want to get in touch with me on my Facebook page, it's Pro Wrestling Now with your host, Magic Mike Ferrara. And also, my Twitter is Magic Mike Ferrara at Not Whipped for Life, the number four, and that's Life, LIFE, on the Twitter. And also go to totallytv.com, totallydriventv.com, and that's where you'll find a whole bunch of stuff with different shows. And I got to tell you about the shows, though, that have been coming on this network. We have some great shows. We have some great talented podcasters, and I want to give a shout out to everyone. That this comic roundup, or comic book roundup, the Maverick does every Friday night so far, another award-winning episode. If you guys want to check that out, just go ahead and get on to totallydriventv.com and check it out from there. I mean, it's a great, great show. Maverick does a great job, as always. Not only a wrestling guy, Maverick, but he's also a comic book guy, and we need more people like that. So my hat goes off to Maverick and just some great stuff. And it's called Maverick's Comic Roundup 2. I always say comic book, but it's Comic Roundup 2. And he talks about everything related to comics and comic books. Also, Chris Kelly and Lillian Norinsky. Norinsky does a great job with the 80s TV, and then, of course, our wrestling shows, the Hard Grapevine with Smith and myself and some other situations and stuff like that. But, you know, another announcement was made on the Ric Flair show. He said he was asked if any celebrities ever taken a ride on Space Mountain, and we know what he's talking about, folks. He's talking about, you know, the S word. I'm not going to say it on my show because it's a family show, although we do curse on the show sometimes. So he was talking about sex, really. And he was asked if he ever had a celebrity ride Space Mountain. And he says Holly Berry, when she was living in Atlanta, and she broke up with David Justice. So I don't know if that's true. I don't know. I mean, Ric Flair says it is, and Ric Flair said, why would he lie? So that's a big, thing. You know, that's really big news right there. But 718-508-9883, that'll get you the chance to talk to me today about wrestling, about anything that's on your mind, about Brian Pillman. My favorite Brian Pillman match, everyone always asks me that, and I'll tell you, my favorite Brian Pillman match was Brian Pillman versus Jushin Thunder Liger. And it was for Super Brawl 2, and I got to watch that. That was a light heavyweight championship match. Brian Pillman was a light heavyweight at one time. And it wasn't until like he came into the WWE when they changed his gimmick up, and he played on the gimmick that he had in WCW with the loose cannon. The Hollywood Blondes was a good tag team. That was another good idea that Dusty Rhodes and them came up with, putting those two together. They really weren't going to do nothing with the Hollywood Blondes. They just wanted to, you know, put them together and, I guess, make them a jobber team. And they actually proved wrong to people. You know, Brian Pillman was like that. Brian Pillman could be cagey and, you know, but so today we're going to talk about Brian Pillman. We're going to talk about a pay-per-view that happened in October. We're going to talk about my memories of Brian Pillman and what I felt when Brian Pillman passed away. So 718-508-9883 is the number you want to call. But I think we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to get back to the actions. That's what we're going to do right now, a commercial break.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin on the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333. 833, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 11100.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Okay, we are back on the air right now with Pro Wrestling Now. This is episode number 78. I'm so happy to be here with you today. It's such a great day to be a wrestling fan after what happened last night. You know, in Monday Night Raw land last night, it was Monday Night Raw. It was also going against, going against the grain with football. Last night was Monday Night Football. A lot of people were watching the Giants versus Vikings, but over in California at the Staples Center, they were watching Monday Night Raw. In the beginning of the show, Lana asked U.S. champion Roman Reigns for a title rematch on Rusev's behalf, and all hell broke loose. We got a Roman Reigns against Rusev again, which was bullshit. There's a curse, ladies and gentlemen. It was crap, in my estimation. If they're going to do it and they're going to end it, they should do it at Hell in a Cell, and that's what they're heading for. We're going to check on the matches that was fine for Hell in a Cell as well. I'm trying to think. Oh, so that's what happened. And then, you know, Roman Reigns told her, you know, Lana, you're out here, and I'm sure Rusev knows, you know, what you're doing. And, of course, you know, Rusev came out. They got into a big argument, and the fight ensued, and those two were brawling all over the stage. And then the next thing you know, Superman punch out of nowhere, Rusev goes down, and then here it is again. You want a match, Hell in a Cell coming up, and it's going to be we're going to get into that in a second. We're going to get into it. So that's, I think that's the first match that's signed. And it's presented by 2K, WWE 2K17. Brian Kendrick defeated Cruiserweight Champion TJ Perkins. That was a very good match. Brian Kendrick is a good wrestler, and so is TJ Perkins. Braun Strowman continues to be good as he defeated Chase Silver, another guy that I've never heard of in my life. Jericho challenged the New Day. Sami Zayn defeated Titus O'Neil, which had no luster or life in it. Titus O'Neil has just become like an enhancement, talent enhancement. Luke Gallows and Anderson, same thing with them. They beat the Golden Truth. So Monday Night Raw wasn't this Monday Night Raw. Cesaro and Sheamus defeated Raul White and Mark Carradine again at talent enhancement. Tony Nese defeated Rich Swann, which was a really good match. The Cruiserweights are having great matches. And in the main event, Sasha Banks, in what was a great match, defeated Charlotte to become the new Raw Women's Champion. That's crazy, my friend. That's nuts, and that's what's going on. I mean, that right there tells you where Monday Night Raw's head is. I mean, what is with the talent enhancement, people? I know people want to see it, but it's not for me. I can tell you that much. I'm sick and tired of talent enhancement, just like I'm sick and tired of Roman Reigns again. But I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. And Chase Silver, and it just again, here we go again. But you know, I think the WWE is doing pretty good on that end. But just 3 hours, why do we have to see it tonight on SmackDown? What will happen when Cena, Styles, and Ambrose come face to face to face? Who will lose the mind game war between Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton? Who's the hottest competitor in the women's division? Is Ziggler his worst own enemy? And going on with the aggression of the Usos. Listen, Dolph Ziggler said it. If he cannot defeat The Miz, and I guess win the Intercontinental Champion, he will retire. So note that, ladies and gentlemen, that's crazy. That right there is just one of those sad situations that are going around now, and that's on SmackDown. And you know, I gotta think, like last night's Monday Night Raw, Charlotte and Sasha tore the house down. First of all, Ric Flair never ever did a corkscrew dive off of a top turnbuckle. And here's Charlotte doing it. Charlotte's so, you know, athletic and flexible, and she could do all those things. And Sasha Banks, she's another one that just goes above and beyond. And, you know, a lot of these people were comparing them to something that they've seen on TNA. I'll tell you right now, Trish Stratus, Lita, main evented Raw one night, and it tore the doors off the place. Stephanie McMahon as well wrestled in a main event spot one time on Raw, and it blew the door off the place. So I think that by that happening, it just worked. And that's the whole key to the idea of wrestling. You can have anybody, you know, main event, but it's got to be a right caliber main event. And this was a right caliber main event. You know, Sasha Banks winning the title was best for business because Charlotte's good. Now you know what I would do next. I would put them in a cage and say, you know what, we're going to do a Hell in a Cell with the women. I would like to see that match, Hell in a Cell with women, and then let the women, you know, obliterate each other. That would make for good. The fans would love it, and I think everybody would be on board with it. 718-508-9883 is the number. We're going to get to some more news. You know what I want to do right now, though? I want to go back in time, and let's go to Bad. How about this one? Bad Blood, 1997. It's on. Bad Blood in Your House is on. It's basically the first Hell in a Cell match between Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker. And it was something that was building for a while, the main event. Everybody remembers how that all happened. The Undertaker was also, let's talk about The Undertaker. The Undertaker was fighting with Paul Bearer. He said that his brother Kane was alive, Undertaker's brother Kane. We'd never seen Kane. We didn't know who he was. And Shawn Michaels, it was Bret Hart versus Undertaker at SummerSlam 1997. We did a recap on the show. And Shawn Michaels was the referee, and Shawn Michaels ended up, getting spit at by Bret Hart, and then hitting Undertaker in the face with a chair, busting him open, then counting the 1-2-3 for Bret. Bret won his fifth title in WWE and his last title here, and then he went off into the sunset. But Shawn Michaels was left here, so here's the main here's the matches, and of course the beginning of the pay per view we were notified about Brian Pillman's death. But here's exactly what went down, and it was in it was at the Kiel Center of St. Louis, Missouri, and unfortunately, here's what went down. The main event was given a 5-star match rating by Dave Meltzer, which would be the last WWF to receive the match until John Cena versus CM Punk, and the pay-per-view had 240,000 buys. So the results were this. The Nation of Domination, Rocky Maivia, Tama Mustafa, and D'Lo Brown defeated the Legion of Doom, Hawk and Animal. It was a handicap match. It was a good match to open the card up. A tag team match, Max Mini and Nova defeated Tank Urala and Mosaic, which was a good match for the Minis. They were the midgets. If you guys never seen a little midget match, check it out. The Godwins, Henry O. and Phineas with Uncle Cletus defeated the Headbangers for the championship. Owen Hart defeated Farouk in a singles match. And I believe Austin may have interfered in that match. The Disciples of Apocalypse, Cross Chains and Eight Balls and Skull, defeated Los Barriquas, Savio Vega, Jesus, Jose, Miguel. But the Hitman Hart and the British Bulldog defeated Vader and Patriot in a flag match. 25 minutes for that match. And then Shawn Michaels defeats The Undertaker, but not before we've seen Kane. The first time we've seen the big red monster. Scary. But it happened. 718-508-9883. And my memory to that was when they announced that poor Brian Pillman had passed away. It was just a sad situation. And Brian Pillman was part of the Hart Foundation that they had brought back That's another thing. So when Brian Pillman came into the World Wrestling Federation, he had been in a bad accident, and they really weren't doing that much with Brian. And Stone Cold Steve Austin started turning into Stone Cold. And one night on Monday Night Raw, they had a problem with Stone Cold and Brian, and basically Stone Cold broke into Brian Pillman's house and brandished a gun, and that was the Attitude Era. That's when the Attitude Era was getting edgy. And you've seen Brian Pillman come in. I mean, you've seen Austin, and then the next thing you know, Kevin Kelly says, Brian Pillman's got a gun, and he said, Smith & Wesson is going to take care of you, and that's what ended up happening. Of course, they went dark, satellite feed, they lost the feed, and then they came back, and their all ordered was restored. But you know, a lot of people were thinking, hey, is this real? I mean, and that's how Brian Pillman and Steve Austin were. They everything was the way it was, and it was pretty cool. I mean, you know, am I saying should we ever see a gun, you know, in real life? No, maybe they should have not did a skit like that. But it was cool to see in the beginning because it was like, I wonder what ended up happening with the ratings and stuff. And again, you know, they're going against the Monday Night Wars, but that pay per view right there was a good pay per view. And the Undertaker and Shawn Michaels wrestled in a Hell in a Cell. We've never seen a Hell in a Cell match before. First Hell in a Cell. I actually advise you guys to buy the DVD, the best, like the compilation with the Hell in a Cell, because it's such a good DVD, and it makes people really really, you know, want more of the gory Hell in a Cell. I like the Hell in a Cells. I think they're good, and I like the pay per view Hell in a Cell. And so that's what's basically is what's going on. But you know, and that's where we go from here with the Brian Pillman talk, because it was relevant to the story. I mean, Brian Pillman basically created a legacy as the Loose Cannon. It was a wrestling gimmick that you would see him do, that would gain him a lot of degree of infamy and for his unpredictable character. He also was known as being extremely agile in the ring. So that's what was happening. But Brian Pillman had a lot of injuries in the beginning. Let's see. As a child, Brian Pillman multiple throat foul-ups and went under 31 and 36 operations. And that's why Brian Pillman's voice was so raspy and when he talked, he had that pitch. And Smith told us about that. Smith Hart told us about that last week on his show. And a tragic thing that ended up happening. Brian Pillman was there. When he went to ECW, he really wasn't used that well because, again, here he is in a wheelchair, just having an accident. Brian Pillman wrestled a lot of people, though. He wrestled with the tag team with Z-Man, Tom Zink. He later feuded with Barry Windham. He was the short-lived WCW light heavyweight champion twice between October 91 and February of 92. What he called feuding with Brad Armstrong, Juicy Dunder Liger, Richard Morton, and Scotty Flamingo, who people would later know as Raven. Pillman turned heel in 92, frustrated by Brad Armstrong's knee injury and vacating the WCW light heavyweight title when he was scheduled to wrestle Armstrong for the title at Clash of the Champions in November of 92. He formed a team with Barry Windham, gunning for the NWA title held by Ricky Steamboat and Shane Douglas. Windham and Tillman lost to Steamboat and Douglas at Starrcade on December 28th. Their team lasted until 93, and then Tillman continued the titles hunt with Stunning Steve Austin, and they were known as the Hollywood Blondes. And on March 27, 1993, episode of the Power Hour, the duo won the championships from Steamboat and Douglas. So Brian Pillman could go. But if you want to talk wrestling, 718-508-9883. Also, going back to Monday Night Raw last night, if I had to grade it, I would take out that title that enhanced me. You basically don't want to have too much of that. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, and how come they can't have any other women matches on the show as well? 718-508-9883. Just a horrifying disaster. And but that's the way the WWE is these days. Monday Night Raw coming at you, you know, with everything. And look at SmackDown, the caliber of SmackDown. You know, will we ever see a SmackDown main event with women? Maybe we will now because Raw had one. You know, is it safe to say? And will we ever see a pay-per-view main event for women? 718-508-9883. That would be interesting. I want to know what you guys think about that. I think it could happen. I think the world would welcome it, especially the way the women have been wrestling. Also, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on the E! Channel, Total Bellas, John Cena's home becomes Daniel Bryan and Bree's home, while Nikki Bella's, I guess, rehabbing her injury, and they actually all live together. It's amazing how they pull that off. So I want to see that episode. That's going to be a good episode. 718-508-9883 is the number. If you want to talk wrestling with me, you could do that. Thursday night, I'm going to be on the air for a whole 2.5 hours. Today is going to be really like a short and condensed version of the show because, like I said, things have been going crazy with my dad and stuff. But we're going to give you what we can give you. CZW, let's talk CZW for a second. CZW returns with this Saturday. Well, first they have free tapings at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then they have a pay-per-view, and I'm going to tell you where you can go for that to see the free tapings, and to see, just go to www.czw.com, go to the event section. But the venue is going to be at the Flyers Skate Zone, 601. Laurel Oak Drive, Voorhees, New Jersey, and the phone number is 856-309-4400. The website is Voorhees, FlyersZone.com. And that's basically where you could check that out. But I'm going to give you some of the matches right now, and why don't I do that right now? I'll give you the matches. So that, because that's a pretty big deal right there. And that's CZW this week. CZW is almost like, you know, they're doing pretty good. But let me give you the matches, and then you'll understand what I'm talking about. Here we go, right here with the matches. We have a four way high stakes tangled web match. Tim Dunst, Alex Colon, Danny Havoc, and Ricky Shane Page. That's going to be a pretty cool one. Also, the CZW World Championship match, Jonathan Grisham, the world champion, versus Homicide. CZW Wire Championship match, Tony Deppen versus the champion, Joey Janela, which we all know him as Bad Boy Joey Janela. Also, there's a open contract match for the CZW Tag Team Championship, and it's going to be the Hit Squad versus an open challenge. Also, Team Pazoo versus Scarlett and Graves. So that's going to be a good match. Also, Joe Gacy is on the card, and he'll be taking on Black G's, and another match was signed for this, if I can punch it up. I know it includes Matt Tremont, so that's a pretty cool match. Nonetheless, you guys need to check it out. Just do that. Go to czwwrestling.com, and maybe we'll have on somebody this week from them. I'll see what's going on. Thursday, I'll send out my feelers for that. I always check with DJ Hyde, and I will definitely do that. But that's what's going on. ROH, it's basically very simple. We're gonna go over the stuff that happened at ROH, but we're gonna do that Thursday night. But I'm going to tell you what's going on for the upcoming events. The next event for them is the 14th, and that's Glory by Honor, and that is a regular show. And let's see if they have any details to whom is wrestling for that on that date. And it's Glory by Honor. And yes, the lineup is a grudge match. Adam Cole and Hangman Page versus Red Dragon, Bobby Fish, and Kyle O'Reilly. Jay Briscoe versus Dalton Castle with the boys. Mark Briscoe versus Colt Cabana, plus the World Tag Team Champions Young Bucks, Nick and Matt Jackson, are going to be there. Jay Lethal, ACH, Motor City Machine Guns, Kamachi, Donovan Dijak, Prince Nana, Jay White, Zelius Young, Fear City Bruiser, The Cabinet, Will Ferrara, and the Torah Boys, Sho and Joey. And that's going to be live Friday, October 14th. Go to ROHWrestling.com for all your needs right there. And, so 718-508-9883, that gets you the number today to talk wrestling. I'm very interested in the wrestling world, and I'm very interested to know what you guys think when it comes to the stuff we've been talking about. But you know, between CZW and WWE and ROH, and there's so much to talk about with wrestling today. Let's see if we can get some more news. Lucha Underground stars Rey Mysterio, Ivelisse, along with the show's creators, are appearing and signing at Comic-Con in New York City. That's going to be pretty cool. LRA Network has issued the following press release. The LRA Network's Lucha Underground takes the stage at the New York Comic-Con. Can't make it to the Comic-Con. You can watch it with the on the panel. You can watch it online. So that's cool. www.NewYorkComicConEventsLive. So on Sunday, October 9th, LRA's network will take on the New York Comic Con with the signing and panel for fans that will get a chance to get close and personal with Rey Mysterio, Taya, Avalise, Katrina, and Marty Ellis at the signing, and that's going to be from 4 to 5, and that's going to be in room 1A06. And that's at the Jacob Javits Center. So I've never really went to a Comic-Con, so I'm looking forward to I'm not going to be there, but I'm looking forward to all the fans to check that out. I might have to check it out. The Bella Twins on the Total Bellas offering a closer look at Brian and Cena live. The show addressing Nikki's marriage and Cena's marriage talk and more. Total Bellas, very pretty ladies. WWE stars, the Bella Twins, recently spoke with Fan-Sided to promote tomorrow night's series, Total Bellas. And here's what Bree said. You're going to take a deeper look into our relationships. You're going to see Daniel be in the interview chair sharing his thoughts and emotions. You're going to see more of John and Daniel being followed by cameras and really seeing the day activities. You will see John Laurinaitis, Johnny Ace, be part of a big show as he married our mother. You're going to get an intimate look of all our lives. This was for Nikki. Nikki, your relationship has been up and down with John in terms of what you want for each other in the future. Will we see you and him trying to sort out the differences and bring back the table of topic of getting married? And Nikki said this, you're going to see a lot more of that definitely. Here is my mom getting married for the third time, and I'm her daughter, and I still haven't been married. But with this show, it's just going to be me saying, I want to be married, and I want to be a mom. You are going to see how John and I live and how much we love each other. The biggest part is you are going to see him and how he interacts with my family. You're going to see very unique looks of what we are all up to. So that sounds good. It sounds like it's going to be a solid show. I've wondered what the WWE was going to do with Total Divas, but now it looks like they got rid of the Divas title and they got the Bellas. So, and I wonder who else is going to make a cameo. Any other Bella's friends are going to be in it. So that's going to be a question right there. So anybody wants to check that out, 718-508-9883. Check it out tomorrow night on the E! Network. Why don't you check out what's going on this network as well.
Are you ready to be totally driven? Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of shows dedicated to total entertainment. Starting on Mondays, we have the always relevant and often hilarious Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. That's at 6 p.m. And at 11 p.m., go 8 flights up and get your mind right. Tuesdays at noon, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira covers professional wrestling news, rumors, and one-of-a-kind interviews with professional wrestling performers and insiders. At 8 p.m., join Smith Hart of the legendary Hart Family Dynasty for the Hart Grapevine as he goes behind the scenes and shares his knowledge of the professional wrestling industry and some truly remarkable special interviews, too. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m., the Coco and Wee Wee Show asks the age-old question, who do you love, who do you shove? And at 8 p.m., the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Hour brings you the best in cosplay, comics, video games, and more. Thursday nights at 5 p.m., Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira returns to the airwaves to cover professional wrestling news, results, and more. At 8 p.m., Totally Driven Radio, the show that started it all, brings you the best in topical conversations, celebrity interviews, exclusive musical guests, and so much more. Your Friday night would be incomplete without a trip to Uncle Shawnee's Playground. Join Uncle Shawnee at 8 p.m. and prepare to be offended, but, you know, in a good way. At 10 p.m., don't forget the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, bringing back the golden age of professional wrestling. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., the Mojo Sports Show starts your weekend off with a healthy dose of sports mojo. Get the latest news, scores, results, and more every Saturday morning. At 9 p.m., Totally Driven Radio rocks. Bay Ragney unleashes his inner beast as he takes you on a heavy metal journey and looks at the music he thinks rocks. That brings us to Sunday morning, the perfect time for a big weenie. At 10 a.m., the Big Weenie Castanini Show goes live around the world. And ending the week at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights, join the TV Nation for your weekly dose of the Nerd Herd and talk all things comics, TV, movies, and pop culture. Remember, get driven, stay driven.
Okay, folks, and also let's not forget New Japan Pro Wrestling is returning, and we got some information for you about that. That's coming up this Monday, and they're going to be back on the road, and it's going to be pretty cool to see. It's going to be called the King of Pro Wrestling. And it's basically going to be in Tokyo at the Rushku Korakuen Hall, and the fight card looks interesting. A WGIP the champion versus, this is scary because Okada versus Machi Merciful. I think this is it for Okada. I think he loses the title. That's crazy. Tokyo Dome IWGP Championship Challenger match. Hiroki Goto versus Kenny Omega. That should be pretty cool. The Never Indiscriminate Championship. Katsutori Shibata versus Kyle O'Reilly. Special 8-man tag Jay Lethal. Kushida, Elgin, and Tanahashi all on the same side versus Los Inablables, Bushi, King of Evil, Sandra, and Tetsunado. Also, IWGP Tag Team Championship match, 71 Generations Tag Team Champion Team, Mark Briscoe, Jay Briscoe versus Tanga Roa and Tama Tonga. Fourth match is going to be a 60-minute match. It's going to be David Finlay and Ricochet versus Nick Jackson and Matt Jackson. That's for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Lightweight titles, I should say, the juniors. And NJPW versus Noah, a special 8-man tag. Masa Kamahima, Kaoko Nakajima, Maybach Taguchi, and Go Shishinsky versus Manabu Nakahashi, Yuji Nagata, Hiroshi Tenzan, and Satoru Kojima. And that's for NJPW versus Noah. Also, Bobby Fish, Ragusuke Taguchi, Takahome Hama, and Toki McCabe versus Beretta, Romero, Jado, and Toriano. And, of course, Will Ospreay, Yoshihashi, Tomohiro Ishii versus Takahashi, Bella Sally, and Adam Cole. And TV anime Tiger Mask broadcast special anniversary match, it looks like, the Tiger Mask versus Red Death Mask. So check that out. That's going to be pretty cool, and that's coming up for you guys. So I hope you guys are into it. And go to njpwworld.com to check it out, because special start time, 1600 hours, but that's in Japan. But over here, it's I think it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I gotta check that out. And so it would be let's see. Yes, so it would be. Hold on a second. Let me see. It would be 6. Yeah, so it would be 3 a.m. in the morning over here. So that's what's going on. So that's going to be pretty cool. That's your King of Wrestling right there. So right now we're going to take another commercial break, and I'll be back in a short break.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Okay, folks, we're back, and it is October. And that means Halloween Havoc. WCW, remember WCW Halloween Havoc? Go to the network, watch all the Halloween Havocs. How about this event? Tom Zink and Mike Rotunda. Oh, Tom Zink defeated Mike Rotunda. The Samoan SWAT team, Samu Fatu and the Samoan Savage, defeated the Midnight Express, Bobby Fulton and Stan Lane, and Dr. Death Williams with Jim Cornette in a six-man tag, which was outrageous. And this was held in the Philadelphia Civic Center. Tommy Rich defeated the Cuban Assassin. The Fabulous Freebirds, Jimmy Garvin and Michael Hayes, defeated the Dynamic Dudes. Shane Douglas and Johnny Ace with Jim Cornette for the Tag Team Championship. Doom, Ron Simmons and Butch Reed with Woman defeated the Steiner Brothers Tag Team match. Lex Luger, a United States champion, defeated Brian Pillman, 16 minutes and 49 seconds. The Road Warriors, Hawk and Animal with Paul Allen, defeated the Skyscrapers. Sid Vicious, Dan Spivey, good match. And finally, Ric Flair, Sting with Ole Anderson, defeated the Great Muta and Terry Funk with Gary Hart. Thunder Dome match, Bruno Sammartino was a special guest referee. And I want to talk about WCW right now, and I want to talk about what I just gave you. Ric Flair and Sting, obviously, was the match of the night. It's very rare when Sting tags with Ric Flair because you never know what can happen. First of all the trouble that Ric Flair gave Sting throughout the time was just a terrible situation. And people always ask me, what was your favorite feud growing up? And to me, it would be Sting versus Flair. When I met Sting, we talked about the feud between the two men, and we talked about the competition. And I asked Sting about the competition, and Sting was like, yeah, it was very real. And WCW was real at the time. And, go to the network today, pop in Halloween Havoc 89. You'll love it. It was great. It was fun. It was a great time. And, again, Philadelphia. And shout out to the Blue Meanie. I know he lives in Philadelphia. Shout out to Bay Ragney. He lives in Philadelphia, and Uncle Shawnee as well. All the guys in Philadelphia, shout out to them. And Bruno Sammartino was a special guest referee. And Bruno Sammartino is going to be making his final appearance at the big event in New York City. They're saying, the bigevent.com, go there, and they're saying that that's it for him. You won't get a chance to see him no more. Sad. Really, really, really sad. Let's see if I can get that information for you right now. I'm popping it up. Here's what they're saying. They're saying that's the big event 11. November 19th, 2016, 10 to 2, LaGuardia Plaza Hotel, 10404 Dittmeyer's Boulevard, East Elmhurst, New York, which is Queens. Meet Hall of Famer Luke and get a free autograph with the $20 VIP admission. Bruno Sammartino, this will be Bruno's final public signing. World's Strongest Man Mark Henry is going to be in the house. Harley Race, the big guy Ryback, Arion Cameron's going to be there. Scott Hall and Kevin Nash are going to be there, the Outsiders. Chris Wildman's going to be there. Larry Zbyszko, Zeb Colt is going to be there. Ivan Koloff's going to be there. A guest that I had on my show, the Patriots, going to be there, the original Patriots. So don't never, ever, 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 ever see the fake Patriot, because that's just a bull crap deal. This guy is an imposter when he dresses up as the Patriot. A lot of my friends have him, and it bothers the hell out of me that they would even put him on the card as the Patriot. it's ridiculous. Saturn, John Heisenreich, Santino Marella, Shannon Moore's going to be there. Hacksaw Jim Duggan's going to be there. Deborah's going to be there. Maria's going to be there. Action Smash are going to be there. Animal, Paul Ellering, Tammy Finch is supposed to be there. Hollywood Janine is going to be there. Johnny Mundo Morris is going to be there. Let's see. Adam Rose or Aldo Rose, whatever he's called, is going to be there. MVP is going to be there. Hey, how about Fred Ottman's going to be there? Jimmy Hart's going to be there. Other wrestlers are going to be there. Saraya Knight's going to be there. Paige's mom. Nyla Rose is going to be there. I know her very well. Jazz is going to be there. ODB is going to be there. Alpha, Manu, and Gene Snitsky are going to be there. The Full-Blooded Italians are going to be there. Rick Steiner, Glenn Gilberti, Disco Inferno, Raven's going to be there. So just to name a few. So that's going to be at that event. That's pretty cool. It's a big event in New York. I will not be there because it's my birthday weekend. I'll be doing something fun for my birthday, something wrestling related, I hope. But if you guys want to get on the horn, 718-508-9883, that's the number. So that's a cool situation. Yeah, as I was just talking about, you know, I've had Del Wilkes on the show. And by the way, go to DelWilkes.com. That's another thing. And pick you up his DVD. And it's a pretty good DVD as well. But Del Wilkes is a cool guy, a good friend of mine. And I hate when wrestlers put themselves out there as the Patriot. There's only one Patriot. Now, he came on the show and he talked about there was a deal that was supposed to be a deal between him and another wrestler for the gimmick. He said never happened. So he told me that was a lie. He said they never met him, told him he could have the gimmick to the Patriot. I mean, who'd be stupid enough to sell his gimmick so another guy can use it? I mean, it's just a sad situation. And the other guy that uses it is just a sad imitation, and he's not even worth me mentioning him on my show. I wouldn't even give two breaths about the guy. And there's so many wrestling organizations out there that advertise the WWE legend, and it's not even the Patriot. It's the fake Patriot. So you're not even seeing Del Wilkes. You're seeing an imitation. Matter of fact, when I was online and I was waiting you know, people were getting autographs and stuff, and the Patriot was there. No one was even going to his table because it's a bullshit Patriot. It's not even a real Patriot. It's like going there and seeing a fake Doink the Clown. It's not the original Doink. Doink and the Patriot, I think, and the Executioner, I think, are the guys and the Mad Superstar is the guy that people mostly imitate. I mean, you're never going to see somebody dress up as Ric Flair because, you know, Ric Flair didn't wear a mask. Only when he was the Scorpion, and we'll get into that another time. But that's my deal, my opinion, and that's what I'm thinking. I mean, you know, hey, it's ridiculous. It's uncalled for that guys have to steal other guys' gimmicks. And you know what's funny? That guy's not going to be there. It would be funny if that guy showed up there while Del Wilkes was there. But it's not going to happen. 718-508-9883 is the number. If you want to talk wrestling, I suggest you do it with me right now. 718-508-9883. I'm going to be back on Thursday, and I'm going to be talking. I'm going to try to snag a guest. I'll tell you who that's going to be. We don't know, but I'll try to snag someone. And, I'm excited about the wrestling, the way the wrestling is going. And then, there, of course, there's a rumor that TNA may be bought by WWE. I haven't heard anything in a while, so I don't know what's going on with that. But we're going to check into those things. You never know. They said that Dixie Carter actually held a meeting. Here's another thing. Major backstage update. As noted, Bill Goldberg will be the guest of this week's Off the Top Rope segment posted by Jonathan Coachman. During the segment, Goldberg will be discussing WWE 2K and his current relationship with the WWE. According to Dave Meltzer and the Wrestling Observer Radio, Goldberg and the WWE said to be in major series talks about a potential Goldberg return, and the deal might already have been completed. Meltzer added to the return to WWE TV could be soon for Goldberg, as the discussions are very strong. What would that be for me as far as me liking that deal? I mean, Goldberg is cool, but Goldberg had a lot of heat with the WWE, and then he actually leaves. But I don't know. I don't know what to think about that. But, you know, here's what I could tell you, though, about Dixie Carter. Dixie Carter held a talent meeting at the TNA taping last night to address WWE wanting to buy the TNA. According to PW Insider, which is Pro Wrestling Insider, TNA Chairman Dixie Carter held a talent meeting backstage at last night's Impact taping. During the meeting, Carter took questions from talent and addressed current issues. One question asked from any talent was regarding late pay, and Carter explained that sometimes pay is late because TNA is waiting on money owed to the company so that they can pay out the talent. On reports of WWE potentially purchasing TNA, Carter acknowledged WWE wants to purchase the company and said that she would not let that happen. She added that TNA tape library is still under TNA ownership. Carter also reaffirmed that she's still the majority shareholder in TNA, but she did say that there has been some infighting and power struggle amongst the company's owners. With regards to Bound for Glory, Carter admitted the company scrambled leading up to the pay-per-view, but she said that was never going to happen. Overall, Carter reportedly acts surprised that people in TNA were so up in arms about the company, the status of the company, but she did apologize. If there was any concern or worry on behalf of the talented employees, at the end of the day, the general feeling in the locker room is while there remains concern. Now, let me address the Carter situation. She says it will not happen. If the WWE decides that they want to buy TNA and they make a good offer, I mean, it goes back to the Ted DiBiase character. Everybody has a price. You know, everything's negotiable. And, you know, and the TNA library would look good in WWE network. It would boost it. It would be right next to ECW. It'd be TNA. It'd be the best thing. Vince McMahon is a smart man. And if I have to bet, I'd bet on WWE owning TNA shortly. I mean, why not? If that's one company, and I said that years ago, that I felt strongly about that, but you never know. You never know what's going to happen. That's wrestling, folks. That's the name of the business. WWE's got a lot of concerns going on. Also, let's talk about NXT for a second. I want to talk about what's going on with NXT. Tomorrow night's going to start their Dusty Rhodes Classic. last year's tournament was a breakout moment. So it should be cool. They're going to start the tournament, and I can't wait for that. That's awesome. And my hat's off to WWE and right now for what they're doing. They're doing good stuff. They're giving you good, solid stuff, and they're working it like a beast. But do I see any future in the company? Right now, probably not. Well, I'm going to take another commercial break.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of corn in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country.
Tell me that.
Be aware.
I know. I'm in the middle of a podcast.
Be aware. That's all it takes to kill your child. $5.
All right, there is no.
This message is brought to you by
now.
Casey's Car, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause. www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than...
Okay, fans, we're back. This is Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Farr, episode number 78. I'm going to end the show, but when I do that, I'm just going to say so long, bye-bye, farewell. I will be back Thursday for the 2.5 hours. We will be talking wrestling. I will try to get some guests on, and I want to talk to you. 718-508-9883. That's for Thursday night, and I'll talk to you soon. And don't forget NFL Roundup, where we're going to be discussing all the stuff that happened last night and all the stuff that's been going on. And let's continue to support that show as well as all the other shows on this network. So I will be talking to you guys Thursday night, and Tony V is going to be on the show. I know that. And we're going to be talking wrestling with him. Take it easy. So long. Bye-bye and farewell until we meet again, which we will be meeting again Thursday night. Bye-bye, guys.